brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got five more minutes with Lyndon LaRouche. He'll turn 90 tomorrow. I'm Alex Jones, your host, if you just joined us. Got a bunch of breaking news coming up in the next segment. And then the makers of a new film that's being developed. Very impressive what I've seen so far. Gray State are going to be joining us. So that is coming up as well. But we are talking right now to Lyndon LaRouche. Lyndon, you were getting into the collapse of Europe. I mean, this is a design collapse, and they're saying now they're going to use the nations in debt to sign them fully over to private banks that will now run the EU itself. And you're right. They say they're in control. They're in control of the arson they've engaged in, but now it's out of control. And it really just does seem like a disconnect. I mean, take John Corzine and others that are, you know, making 40-to-1 bets with people's money. There is an insanity to these people. They were bold enough to get into power because they are crazy and arrogant and daring. We good people need to just dare back. I mean, I think that's really it, is that we can't let their intimidation get to us. I mean, is that the essence of what you're saying?
I would look at it the other way, from the positive side. What has to be done to cure the problem? We know what the problem is. And just talking about the problem is not going to cure it. You need only clarity about what the nature of the problem is. But like the European system, if Europe does not, Europe could do one thing. Glass-Steagall is now becoming very popular in Europe, sometimes even more popular than in the United States. But Glass-Steagall is the only thing that will save either Europe or the United States right now. Without Glass-Steagall, the U.S. economy, the European economy, worse, are dead. So it's time for Glass-Steagall, and that won't be enough. But there are other measures which would work. We can revive this economy if we want to. Europe could also, with cooperation with the United States in this kind of approach, could also make it. China could make it. Russia could make it. Other nations could make it. We can make it if we have the will and judgment to do what should be done. When they're trying to play games, either my game or nothing, that kind of thing is what's going to kill us.
And they want an economy where they implode things because they can organize the controlled collapse and consolidate it. This is a neo-feudalistic, piratical wrecker system, and we have to recognize that and remove the people that are engineering society in this direction.
Well, when people depend upon money per se as their idea of economy, they're going to do this. This economy of the United States, as originally created, we got into this money business, but the foundation of our Constitution was not a money system. It was the creation of federal credit used as a monetary form of credit in order to give credit for financing. That is, people who had useful ideas would get credit for developing those ideas. The object was not to get money for money's sake. The object was to use and create a system of credit which was monetized in order to provide the funds needed to create the employment which would be productive for the nation.
Sure, they were giving 0% credit to the productive small businesses and not turning off our power plants and not doing everything they can to shut us down, we'd be booming. That's why the Federal Reserve says, oh, we're overheating, we're going to do this and that. They don't want us being wealthy. That's what feudalism is making us poor, controlling us through economic degradation.
I could tell you one thing on this that's probably relevant for this purpose. I could solve this problem. I know all the solutions. I'm an economist. I've been the best economist as a forecaster in the United States history in recent years. I know how to do these things. They can be done. The other people beside me know how they can be done. All we have to do is decide we're going to do it. And we can get this country back that we can build other countries to.
Wow, we'll have to have you back very soon. Have a great birthday tomorrow. Lyndon LaRouche, thank you for being gracious with your time.
Thank you.
And folks, you'll see the new film you guys have. It's right there behind you, Unsurvivable, there at your website. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones with PrisonPlanet.tv. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Minutes or so, we've got some amazing filmmakers on with us because I've seen the trailer for the film they're making called Gray State. Very impressive. They also interviewed me at Bilderberg for separate documentaries that they're producing, and just first-rate work from what I've seen. Very exciting because a film like this, properly developed and deployed, is the type of thing that could really wake up a nation. That's happened with books and films before. You never know which film, which book is going to do it, or if it's a consortium of books and films together that causes the tipping point. And we're almost there. So we're going to be talking to those gentlemen here in just a moment. Then after they leave us, we'll have about 15 minutes of other very, very important breaking news here. More new documents show that TSA intends to deploy body scanners at rail, bus, and ferry terminals. We all knew that was coming. And more four-year documents have come out now. The abuse, basically rape that's going on with objects, so their hands they're using on people, and how they say it will be everywhere. Highway checkpoints, rail, bus, ferry terminals, everywhere. The accursed federal they're not even police. It'd be bad enough to have police doing it. Just very, very frightening. This is millimeter wave, microwave technology, and that they'd be rolling it out. So that's been the plan since 2008. A very important report by Steve Watson at InfoWars.com. This has been the plan for a very long time. An update, Canada not only has closed its embassy in Iran today, they've now expelled Iranian diplomats, and other countries are doing that. This is the closest we've ever gotten to this war kicking off. They've sent fleets off to menace the Chinese. People are like, what, you saying the commies are good? No, but we got globalist bankers running us that are trying to start wars, folks. You don't want a war with the communist Chinese or the Russians. Meanwhile, the globalists are playing both sides, handing over our infrastructure, handing over our jobs, tax incentives to ship our jobs to China, you know, to ship General Motors. I mean, it's a multifaceted attack program. And it's insane is what it is. And it's just the people running our planet are out of control and do not have our best interest at heart. There is no doubt of that. Other TSA news here. TSA kicks woman off flight for bad attitude. She got it on video. They come up to her after she's gone through the stupid slave training, Fallujah training checkpoint, prisoner training checkpoint. She buys a bottle of water inside of the shop. They walk over. She said, we want that. And she went ahead and just drank it in front of them. Because in the old days, they'd say, drink that to show it's not a weapon. And again, it's about you're guilty, you're going to do what I say. It's nothing but I'm going to peck at you till you do what I want. Amazing video up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And Watson's article is a great headline, TSA kicks woman off flight for bad attitude, but that it's really not that. TSA kicks woman out of airport for drinking water. And the TSA minion, no, they're not an agent, they're not an officer, says, no, I did it because we're going to punish you for not letting us stick a tester in your bottled water. And, of course, when our story went viral this week, they had Dallas Morning News called a hoax that there was a liquid bomb on a flight from Philadelphia to Dallas. I mean, this is just absolutely criminal organization because this is the big power grab. They don't care if 40 billion years lost in terrorism. They don't care if it turns everybody against the government because they're going ahead with it. They're going to be everywhere, including your house. They're not stopping. And now police, federal judges are ruling, can stick their hands down your pants without warrants or probable cause or do whatever they want if they're trained by the TSA. You heard me right. You take some goon, that's how tyrants work. They create a goon force, a brown shirt force, and then say to the German military and police, see, you won't do this, but our gangs will. Then finally they go, you know what, military, you will do what they've done. And once the military and police start doing it, they go, now you get to kill them. Go ahead and kill them now. You never liked these goons. You can kill them now, or you can arrest them now. And that's what Stalin did. Lenin did it. Mao did it. Hitler did it. There's an exact playbook that's run, okay? And we're watching it all be played out here. The difference is our forebears were put time bombs in against tyranny. The Second Amendment, free speech, all these things. Time bombs. And so it isn't going to go the way it went in other countries here. It's already not going that way. They're way behind. So that's some of the news. The cybersecurity legislation, he wants executive order now that he can't get draconian censorship. I mean, this is big, folks. Rule by executive decree. That's just some of the news and information we have now. Going to our guest here, joining us via video Skype, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, David Crowley and Danny August Mason, and the website is graystatemovie.com. And I was at Bilderberg, you know, protesting 8, 9, 10 hours a day, bullhorning, shaking hands, and then going back into, you know, radio and TV until the wee hours of the morning. So I was pretty exhausted the last day before I left. They wanted an interview. I didn't even know what it was for. I was like, Gray State documentary? Okay, sure. They asked some good questions, and I kind of stumbled off. And then I saw the trailer a month ago or so, and I've been meaning to get them on ever since. And we'll be playing some of the trailer without audio because it doesn't translate well on radio. But for people watching on the Internet, we'll be playing some of the video in the background while they speak. But, I mean, it looks like a trailer that would be produced by HBO or something. In fact, it looks like a trailer that would be produced for a $20 million budget movie. Wouldn't say B, but, you know, wouldn't say Jerry Bruckheimer. But it looks like HBO quality. I mean, it's right up there. And imagine what they could do with funding. And I'm not associated with the movie. I'm not you know, I don't have stock in it or anything. I just like to see things produced and made. I helped, you know, start Luke Radowski off and We Are Change, so many other groups. That's how you defeat people is by creating all these other organizations. That's how you defeat the globalists. That's how you defeat tyrants, is creating so many movements and groups are helping get them rolling to where you can't be stopped. You reach critical mass. And I really hope these guys get this film made. Briefly, people want to know about you individually from GrayStateMovie.com. So in a minute each, David Crowley first, then Danny Mason. Tell us about yourselves and the impressive film you're working on, and you're also trying to crowdsource fund now. Charlie Manson's records are finally going to get produced with hundreds of thousands of dollars thanks to crowdsourcing. So if that scumbag can get his stuff produced off the crowdsourcing, I hope you can. So let's give it a shot here today. Tell us about yourselves and then about the film.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you again. I'm David Crowley. I'm the writer and director of Gray State. And I'm a veteran. I'm a husband. I'm a father. And the interesting thing about this material, once you delve into it, is that everyone has to act within their own capacity to express this information. So Gray State has been my effort to kind of draw the human narrative out of all this terrifying information that we see all around us. And I think that's been my responsibility as a filmmaker to kind of craft a human story out of this. And I think what I want to definitely tell your listeners is that every time you look at some of these things happening, like, why isn't anyone showing this in a film? I mean, that is what I'm doing. That is what Gray State is. Gray State is the Alex Jones film, essentially. But as my role as a soldier having to serve in Iraq and Afghanistan, I definitely can see the consequences of these kind of trends playing out and not being corrected. So Gray State definitely shows that.
Well said. Yeah, my name is Danny. Alex, first off, thanks for having us on the show. I'm an actor, co-creator, and help consult the story for Gray State. I've actually been lecturing on the topic about dealing with FEMA, also Federal Reserve, United Nations, for about 5 years now across the country. And I guess collaborated with David back in 2010. Yep. About the information on it. And we both were on the same page about it, and it just kind of spawned from there. And ever since then, it's just been a hell of a ride. So it's definitely, instead of just being just an action film, it's definitely more of a narrative film, character-driven piece. And that's what we're sticking to our guns with on it.
I think that's an important distinction to make, is that it's not a documentary. Where a documentary will pander to a certain crowd who already subscribes to those beliefs, this is a narrative film. It's a literal movie you're going to go to the theater and see. So just imagine the possibilities there. I mean, mainstream media, in effect, has usurped our traditional heritage of storytelling as a means of passing on our culture. As an anti-culture, all we have are movies. So the mainstream media, in that usurpation of that, they've been able to dominate what we see and hear and what we pass on to our children. So imagine if we get a film like Gray State showing, in a 1984 sort of format, certain consequences of a failure to embrace liberty.
Yeah, I tried to get Rick Linkletter to make a 1984 but future dystopic, and he did make Scanner Darkly, which is excellent. But I wanted one that was contemporary to a military takeover. I mean, I just told him about it, talked about it. But this looks about like the quality of something, you know, that, you know, that he would put out. I mean, it looks really, really good. How much money did this trailer cost? Because I mean, I can see it with the crowds, the actors, they're all doing a really good job. I mean, this looks like HBO quality here. How did you get this done?
Well, when Danny came to us and he's like, hey, guys, check out FEMA camps, check out these things. And we're like, okay. And then it's like, oh, wow, this is important and we should probably pay attention. So, of course, we go about making a film because that's what we do. But my partner Mitch and I run a production company called Hothead Productions, and we do photography, videography, and filmmaking, of course. And so basically, Gray State, while you say it looks good, that is essentially cheated just out of pocket from Mitch and I's production company. And it's doing what we do best, making films in an independent fashion. So we went through the entire production process for every scene for a trailer. I mean, we had to do location permits and casting and arranging all these resources. But yeah, it was funded basically on a budget of about
$6,000. Yeah, I would like to help you guys, get this done. But also, because I've actually been around Hollywood and what goes on there, you've got to be careful Because 99% of the time, some big fish will come along claiming they're going to help you, and all they'll do is pay you a little money, take control of it, and then never produce it. So if I was you, you're going the right way crowdsourcing. I would not take any big money or big investors. They will kill your film.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
David Crowley, Danny Mason, GrayStateMovie.com. Let's get more into the plot of the film and how much funding you need to get it done properly to then put it in theaters. You've seen what Obama 2016 has done. I mean, it's reached tens of millions of people, and it's made, I don't know, $20 million, whatever it is now. And the cinematography is great and everything, but the budget of that looks like maybe $1 million. The point is that this is where you're actually able to reach people. And a fictional account of near future paralleling reality, I think, is a great way to go. But tell people where they can go to learn more about it and where they can go to crowdsource it. Explain how you're trying to fund this.
All right. All details about the film are available at graystatemovie.com. But our crowdfunding is at indiegogo.com/graystatemovie.
And you've got links at graystatemovie.com to that.
Yep.
Yep.
And you've raised $13,000. You're trying to raise $50,000.
Well, one important thing that we should say is that $50,000 is simply just to get us off the ground. This movie cannot be made via crowdsourcing. I mean, if we want to do it right, if we want to lend it the scale that it needs, I mean, Mitch and I can cheat it this way. And we spent $6,000 on the trailer. You say it looks like $1 million. If we get $1 million, it'll look like $6 million and, you know, so on. But crowdfunding is not how we're going to fund it, but it is how we're going to get it seen by the right people.
Well, they've had tens of millions raised with crowdfunding. I saw an idea just a few weeks ago to have these little watches, just little cheap watches with with different faces. They wanted to raise a couple hundred thousand. They raised like $12 million and had to cut off the money coming into them. So I wouldn't sell yourself short.
Right, Alex.
Yeah, hopefully.
That would require a massive grassroots campaign similar to what Ron Paul has done.
Yeah.
We need to get out there. And we've had the campaign going for 30 days, and so far we've only gotten 13,000 out of 50,000. And that's
Would have kept going if Jesse Benton hadn't started calling his main supporters extremist,
right,
as we've seen from Peter Schiff's email telling them not to, you know. And I mean, now those of us that know what's going on, we're the bad guys. Ron Paul's still a great guy, but the Republican establishment is literally taking everything over, but I don't want to get off into that. Break down the plot of the film for people, or an overview, so they know what we're trying to get out to people.
Well, an important distinction to make is that the trailer is sort of a Hollywood style trailer showing a lot of action and stuff, and that's not really what the film is about. The film takes place in the context of a future societal breakdown, which does parallel reality trends that we see every day. The story itself will, of course, follow a character who goes through a character arc, and it tells a very human story exploring human truths. That's an important distinction to make. This isn't a snuff film. It's not fear propaganda. It's not fear mongering. It is a human film. So it follows a narrative.
It's really a love story.
It can be described. It's almost a monster movie. It's a love story. It's all of these things. It's very, very layered. It doesn't chronicle the collapse, but it follows characters and what the decisions they have to make in the event of a societal economic collapse, police state, martial law.
Yeah.
We got a couple tweets out at twitter.com/realalexjones. Go retweet those, folks. Systematic takeover of liberty, bringing the new world order. Gray State movie director and lead actor live now. So I guess that's the tweet. I was telling him to send out a tweet just pointing out, go check out the site and help get the film made. I think that's probably what we need to tweet, but and we've also got folks tuning in there at The Real Alex Jones on Twitter. But I mean, obviously, it shows economic collapse, takeover, people being rounded up. All those real preparations are being made. So regardless, you know, I mean, just the trailer you've made helps give people kind of an image of where this is going to go. If we just decide that anything in a uniform's God, well, the corrupt system will take that as a signal to move forward.
Absolutely. And going into the trailer, we realized we had to be extremely visual stimulating on the images. So you see a lot of haunting images of soldiers on the streets, raids into the house, black bagging, haunting images. And that's only the best way we could do it for actually selling the product, for the getting the film funded on it.
But so, we are trying to be true to reality itself. So it's not necessarily a polarized debate saying soldiers are bad or soldiers are good. We have characters embedded in the film that follow very real decision-making problems. I mean, the scenarios include just a National Guard soldier. Am I going to follow my order? And this goes back on like what the conversations we've had with Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers. Are you going to follow orders and round up people and put the gun to the back of the head of the American people? Or are you going to exercise your own moral capabilities and make the right choice? The soldiers and police in the film go through that realistically. It's not a polarized thing where we're going to say police and military are bad.
And also, too, and we show a couple characters in that who are actually civilians or regular people, and about their decisions, if they're going to go along with the takeover or if they're going to go against it and actually...
The scarier part is what the civilians are going to do.
Exactly.
And by the way, the takeover is ongoing. If we resist too much politically, they'll stage terror attacks to launch the hot war against us. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the guillotines in the film.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Producer, editor, VFX artist, composer, very talented folks, and Danny Mason, who is an actor and director, you name it, in theater and film, University of Kansas. Won't go over their whole bio, but greatstatemovie.com. And I like to have people on like this sometime who have a passion and a dream, because in just the process of trying to make their film, they're putting out many documentaries. They're putting out trailers. They're already reaching hundreds of thousands and then hopefully millions of people. And we need to help people who are trying to get the word out. We need to help folks that are trying to fight tyranny, because so many people, they either want some big, giant, elaborate master plan that it's going to perfectly, in a chain reaction, like one of those toys where you put the marble in one end and it goes through all the different ladders and loops and elevators and comes out perfectly, or they don't want to do it. And so much of it is just saying, I'm standing up for the truth. We know what classical tyranny and oppression is. It's happening here. And the people that have hijacked our country, they're admitting that. I mean, they're admitting that we're an occupied nation by foreign banks. They're admitting they're getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're putting RFID and satellite trackers on children nationwide. They know fluoride gives you brain cancer and bone cancer and dumbs you down. I mean, Harvard admits it. These are really evil people. And they don't move against us all because they don't really have the power. They have to convince us to go along with them. So graystatemovie.com, and we are going to tweet out right now. It's going up at Infowars.com, the trailer itself, and we will tweet that out to you if you're following us at Real Alex Jones. Aaron Dice is coming in with some breaking news after our guests leave us, and I've got some other breaking news. We got about 6-7 minutes left with them, and I want to get them back on in the near future, maybe premiere some of their many documentaries on the nightly news to break down what they're doing. But, gentlemen, give us a sneak peek of kind of the script. You're asking for funding and support here. People are going to want to know. We get the general idea, but you say not a horror movie. Well, tyranny is horror. So I get it's a love story. You know, you love your wife, you love your family, so you better be ready to fight the evil. But you got people in white hoods with guillotines as kind of Illuminati executioners. And lining people up and shooting them, that's actually the plan in the re-education centers. The Army admits now they do have re-education camps. Since we talked at Bilderberg, that's now been confirmed that they have the re-education camps. So just chilling things happening here. Tell us a little bit about the plot and the man at the guillotine.
Well, that scene does not necessarily happen in the actual feature film. What will happen in the film is the reason we call it Gray State, or one of the reasons, is that it's a division of reality. So we have people who are living in the Alex Jones world who know what's going on, and the people who simply don't. And the description being that it's requiring more and more work to support that illusion. And what will happen when it's finally contested? It's no longer just a luxury to believe in that false world where you just go to your job and everything.
So it's almost like the Matrix. People are so propagandized, they don't know that on the other side of town they got guillotines chopping people's heads off.
And they won't believe it, Alex. The thing is, we know that they will not believe it. And that's kind of the striated response we've gotten on the trailer. It's either A, this is awesome and it's almost true, or B, this is a bad... This is not real, and that's why I'm not going to watch the film. And what it does is it shows us how close to reality we're actually getting, because it's that emotional, knee-jerk response.
Well, yeah, people think that if they deny it, it suddenly makes it not real.
Exactly.
Yeah, because their reality is a form of religion for them. And the more you encroach on that, it's more you question their morals and ethics and even spiritualism. And it becomes a very sensitive ground. And the reason why we put the guillotine in it was more of the symbolism behind it, going back to a very dark, medieval time, almost occultish. So,
and we know that that's something that they would do because it's symbolic, it's brutal, and it's efficient. And actually, something that happens in the actual Gray State thing is that they're going to start sending you something in the mail saying you have to go operate the guillotine when they round up suspected dissenters and put them in line.
Well, I was about to stop you. You guys have done amazing research. Tell us briefly about your awakenings and what brought you to this point, because I sent out my reporters 2 days ago to do Man on the Street, and they were down at a Starbucks downtown, and they're dressed nice, Linda West and John Bound and others were out there, and all of a sudden they're out in front of Starbucks, and a guy comes out in a three-piece suit. And they say, hi, sir, we'd like to interview you, get your take on just the state of things in America, your view on things. And that's all they said to him. And he goes, yeah, I got somebody for you. And he goes in, comes up with a camera, starts taking photos of him, and the police pull up. And then just, checked him out. But, I mean, a woman in a business suit now with the Infowars.com microphone saying, hi, we're getting your take on the state of things, just the state of America. That guy guaranteed was InfraGuard, and they've literally recruited almost everyone in an executive position, even what you'd say is low level, dentists, doctors, or tried to recruit them. Almost every doctor my dad knows, medical or dental, has had a Homeland Security visit. I mean, in America, and they're like, well, what do you want me to watch for? We want you just to watch what people are saying about the government, what they're doing, what you spy on your patients. My dad's like, no way. He thought it was just him. It was others. I mean, this is already there. And again, this is the government. It's like, well, we're doing it for your safety. They're the ones that got the underwear bomber on the plane. They're the ones that ran Amarillo Lockie. They're the ones putting the fluoride in their water. It's like, wow, they really are consciously engaged in a takeover, and they've got all these weird little minders that feel like secret agents. Because I've seen their training videos, their training manuals, I'm sent by people on the inside. It's come out about InfraGuard. And they even give the higher-level InfraGuards firearms and tell them they're secretly deputized federally, that they'll be given, this even came out in mainstream news, several big articles a few years ago, I even had the writer on about it, the headline guys, if you look it up, was something like InfraGuard, being given license to kill. And in the documents they got, it was in, again, major news, like 5 years ago, they were being prepared that during an emergency, they would have to kill some of their employees. Like, the FBI may order you to start killing people. So, and like, the average executive is like on a power trip with a pistol in their drawer and an FBI card, literally shaking with pleasure in this delusion of television that they're like a secret agent now and it's really cool. No, they're going to be throwing you against the public when the globalists are involved in a takeover. I don't think people understand what you just said is what they're already training them for. Go ahead. I want you to comment on that briefly, but then also tell me your view of that.
Well, I think the essence is pretty much what they're doing, not go too much on the soapbox, is prepping society to accept oppression as a form of security, and with that, and giving up your liberties and rights on it. And most importantly, is giving up this idea of free will and choice and what you actually do with that choice.
And for whatever reason, if you're American, this simply does not apply to you.
Yeah.
As if we're somehow immune to the rhythms of history. And Alex, I want to thank you because we owe a lot of this information coming out because of you and your organization.
Yes.
A lot of people like to say that, well, you guys are just Alex Jones acolytes, and that makes you bad, and that makes me not want to listen to you. Well, we have nothing to gain from you being right about this, Alex. If you're right, we're not going to make the film.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah, but if you're wrong, if we're wrong, we can go on and make films and have a successful
career. Yeah, but listen, the cowards always attack those that are telling it like it is. I mean, it's official they're training the military for gun confiscation. It's official that they have the FEMA camps now. And do we get told, hey, great job, you were right. Here's the Army document, re-education camps, when good people in the Army leak it and the Army admits it's real? No, we're even more wrong when we're right. You understand that?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah, that's been the response on YouTube. 97% positive, 3%. You guys are crazy. Get out the tinfoil hats. I'm not going to watch your film.
But you notice they'll still 3% dominate the comments because they're paid. And a lot of those are admitted sock puppets. Those aren't even people.
That could very well be true. But the scary thing about Gray State is that you're going to have those people who speak out, but they represent a silent majority. The 97% who don't win revolutions, those are the scary ones, because the second you challenge their entitlements, like in a scenario the Gray State suggests, they're going to revolt. So if revolutions are won by the 3%, they're going to be turned on by the 97%, and that is the real Gray State. There is the people who are so mind controlled, they don't listen to facts on a reasonable basis, and they deny whatever you say just because.
And it's crazy because I've been researching this material since even when I was really, really young. And I think just from that, always having the questions about situations with government and also with foreign affairs and foreign policies in the same time, to never accept the truth as it is, but always to go on your own terms of research, and whatever the truth is going to lie in the individual. And it's just our jobs as artists and our responsibility to present the truth, and whatever that truth is dependent on the interpretation of the individual.
That's not something you've seen from art lately. The 60s, what they did is art represented reality, and they represented the zeitgeist of that time. We haven't seen that.
It was a fantastic movement. It just got shunned, and that's what we're
expecting. You haven't seen that recently. A Gray State, I'm not saying it's unique. I'm not saying it's perfect, going back to what you said before, but it's one exercise in retaking our mainstream
resistance
media.
Is victory. I mean, if we just resist, it's like a muscle building. We're going to get stronger and better as we go. And so stop waiting. I mean, that's why I love what you're doing. You're just going at it, and you're also going at something big, but have already created amazing, thought-provoking information in the process. So it is, the old saying of it's not the destination, it's the journey. That's the trip. And I hope people right now go to your website and donate to it, $5, $10, $20, because if you won't exercise your First Amendment today, you'll never exercise the second. And the first is more powerful if you use it up front than the second. It's a cop-out to just get a bunch of guns and sit around on them all day and say, I'm going to kill somebody if they come and try to put me in jail. Why don't you instead try to wake up the minions of the system before you have to think about the point of, oh, my God, they're going to take me to a FEMA camp. Okay, it's time to get the guns out because you're not going to let them take you to a re-education camp. And we're getting to that point.
The thing that Grace talks about, Alex, is the second the guns come out, 80% casualties, 80% fatalities. We do not want it to come to that point by any means. And
by the way, you talked about Iraq. Well, I mean, in a moment, just briefly talking about Iraq and Afghanistan, where you were. I mean, they admit all that's a laboratory for here. I've read MIT Magazine saying what we did in Fallujah with the cameras, the trackers, the face scanners. We're going to do that here. And now police are on the highway at checkpoints with face scanners. I mean, it's here. This is here. Go ahead.
Oh, also,
we know that's
true. Yeah, with drones and.
Yeah,
with everything.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to impose martial law, the same model that they do overseas. Yeah. And yeah, we know that, Alex. We know that. What's next? What's next? That's why we're making a film to show the people who otherwise would not be recipients of this message.
I mean, we were just on a brief note. We were shooting this way before any Occupy Wall Street came out. Anything from like the NDAA ever came out. And when these events started taking place and people started looking at the images and finally saw the trailer, they just started looking at us like, what's next? We don't know. We were just thinking ahead of what would be the worst case scenario and like the scariest thing to come across visually. So
just because we have that luxury as filmmakers to show something, but also not have to prove it. We can explore these possible.
I mean, here's the deal. The system is openly preparing for war against us.
The film is true. The film is essentially, it could be described as a documentary.
Now I interrupted you a moment ago, so we're almost out of time. What was the point you were trying to make?
Oh, I was just going to say that going back to the nature of resistance, resistance is victory. That is a statement that the Gray State does a very good job of describing. Even though you may be killed resisting, the act of resistance on a metaphysical level has value. So we can reassign. I mean, it's not about Ron Paul. We know that now.
Yeah.
It's not about retaking the country and, you know, persisting in this paradigm. It's about finding out who you are as a person, as a human being, and resisting coercion.
In this realm and also in the other realms, too. And I'll just only hint at that.
It's a very layered script.
It is.
It's metaphysical.
Well, no, the fight is at its core spiritual. And you'd have to be in deep denial and delusion spiritually now to not know that the shadows are getting long here. Gentlemen, amazing. Again, the website, both the websites for people to go find out what's going on. We're also just posted the full trailer at InfoWars.com for people to pass around. But give people the websites one more time.
GrayStateMovie.com and Facebook.com/GrayStateMovie, Indiegogo.com/GrayStateMovie. This is a film you're going to want to see because it's everything that Alex says put on screen.
Yes.
It's going to be so brutal because we don't pull any punches. This is not our game to pander to the lowest common denominator. We're going to make it as brutal as we possibly can because that is the reality we're facing.
And it's up to the people to help us out.
Right. So no studio is going to touch this.
No, not
so
at all.
So we need you guys.
And we want David, to keep it independent and grassroots.
Sure. So. David Crowley, Danny and Mason, we'll talk to you both again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Very exciting. A lot of neat stuff over on their website as well. Aaron, we're going to go to break and come back because we tried to start this earlier and never got to it. And it's a big deal, not just for people that live outside Austin, but it's a big deal for people all over the country because it's the same thing everywhere. They are trying to take Barton Springs, but this is an example of compartmentalization. I want you to get started here because you went and just double-checked my research. I said, this is what they told me. Go check it out. The managers didn't even know this at Barton Springs, the big, giant, spring-fed, you know, pool that everybody loves here in Austin, one of the best in the country or the world. That's world-class. There they are. I'm watching 6-7 bureaucrats with charts. I go over. They got hard hats on some of them, and I go, what are you doing? We're going to shut it down October 1st. We're going to drain it down to 1 foot deep, and that's the end of it. It's going to be closed until next summer, probably. And I'm sitting there looking at them, and I go, okay. And then one of them looked at me smart mouth and said, and there's mermaids. And these are like, you know, people with city badges on them, all this stuff. I'm like, okay, because I was the only one who would dare go up and talk to them. I'm like one of these weirdos that talks to people. Like, hey, I see you all creeping around. What are you doing? And so, again, there's nothing wrong structurally. They even admitted that. It said the UT community wants it to look nicer. They don't want the 20s and 30s and 40s concrete. It's awesome. And so there's some little rebar they said in one spot. So they're going to tear it all out, pretty much drain it, and shut it down. Well, the reporter says 11 months. You actually dug up in the Daily Texan the whole fact here about this. But it just shows how I then go up and talk to the managers, and they knew nothing about it, Aaron.
Right.
And they said, really, really, because no one's going to put up with that. They won't tell us. They won't even tell the people that work there. One of the biggest pools in the country. They won't even tell them. This just shows how there's this culture of never talking to the slaves. Go ahead.
And they have some of the information posted on the Barton Springs Public Process website, but it's extremely limited. It's one-line sentences about how it's going to be closed during October, partially. The deep end will be open, but it's going to be definitely closed all winter. It's supposed to be opened again in time for March for the swimmers to come back in spring, but they have a budget to extend that construction process pretty much indefinitely.
Well, they're always going to take over. When they're done, they'll have it just for UT alumni. They'll have a stupid Bevo sign because the UT's involved.
But you're right. It's a big project for UT graduate students to prove they can do engineering, and it's their chance at a big practical project.
Well, it's like I went to the other city fed pool, and the cops had taken it over yesterday. I mean, it's just this country's just gone. I mean, it's just anything good, they'll wreck it. And they're now announcing they will have TSA on the streets of Austin. And I guarantee you they're going to be there wanting to grab your genitals before you go in. I mean, this country, this is their takeover. This is their time of evil. And it's not even needed. It's just another big rip-off boondoggle. We need to look into the construction companies getting the money. I want UT out of there. Go have your Formula One, okay? I already have to pay for that, you trash. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing a brand new book for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in the challenging days ahead. The Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets is packed with hard-hitting information on self-reliance gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, home security, and more. At 436 pages, there's simply nothing like it anywhere. Get the Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets by going to offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com. Secrets.com or call 800-206-4095. That's 800-206-4095. Order online and get our top 14 off-the-grid special reports free with your order. Reports like Cash Garden, how to grow all the food you'll ever need, and stick to your guns, how to legally carry firearms almost anywhere, anytime. Plus 12 more reports worth over $350, all free with your order. Order today at offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
All right, folks, final segment in this hour. We've got footage down there with the heads of Barton Springs not even knowing about what's admitted shutdown, which could be a year long. They don't. The head managers, we've got their cards. Rob Dew's been down there today. They don't even know. This is an example of people we were just talking about with Gray State. They don't even know what's going on. And it is a bypass for Barton Springs, a bypass from Barton Creek, a culvert that goes by it that isn't even affecting the stream. And they could literally have a regular construction crew in like 2 weeks or less redo that. I mean, I had construction guys out of my house that built a big giant wall. I guarantee you they could put a new pipe in there in a couple weeks. I mean, it's insane. So it's this giant thing with UT involved. And I'm not bashing UT. My whole family went there. It's just that it's this big, big economic takeover arm. And I'm just so sick of it, Aaron, that no one knows. Like, I go listen to them and hear them go, well, it could be 11 months, could be a year. And I go, oh, excuse me, what's going on here? Oh, we're shutting it down October 1st. And I'm like, oh, why do you want to know? We're looking for the mermaids. And it's like, you know, the head planning commission of the city. I'm reading there. I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm a slave. And then I go up and tell the manager, hey, they're saying they're going to shut it down. They won't tell us. Because people got mad 2 years ago when they tried. That's why. So they're just going to shut the thing down. No one knows. It's a conspiracy theory, Aaron. You've got it all, though, from their own planning commission.
I do. And the thing is, we talked about this earlier. People may not know this pool is swimmable year round. It's perfect temperature water all year round, even in the winter. But they're going to shut it down, close off public access. And whether that culvert's necessary or not, it doesn't look that necessary to me. But it has something to do with supposedly rerouting rain.
And also the safety of one tree's roots.
Well, that's a separate matter. That's a separate boondoggle. But just this thing about closing down the pool for the culvert has been going on for 2 or 3 years because of the environmental concerns. Is to get multiple environmental boards to approve of their plans and make sure...
Oh, they're talking about not even letting humans in it because our sunscreen may hurt the salamanders.
But this
push the bass are gobbling.
The project could have been done for a couple $100,000, even if it's necessary. Instead, it's a $2 or $3 million+ project.
No, because it's always about somebody's brother getting our money.
Yeah.
And again, this stuff's going on everywhere. He ran into the SOS people. They're like, look at all the land we've taken around Austin. And Rob Dew goes, and you've now built on it. She goes, well, yes. Yeah, the former city council that did all this, took the land, they all own it now. Literally, they own the banks that finance it. They build on it. These people are incredible. They will shut that place down. They will. They are just anything good. They will ruin it. I'm so sick of government. They're the filth of the earth. They couldn't tie their shoelaces.
Well, you mentioned the tree. This is at Barton Springs, the beautiful pool with very limited infrastructure. It's just a concreted in natural spring, flows right through. But they want to save the trees and move the entrance because too many people are walking on the roots of the trees, they say. No plants.
And the trees are completely fine. Again, humans touching trees is evil. But it's a power grab. Anything good, they're going to rip you off.
But they have to have $100,000 for this tree.
Oh, no, they got to charge $5 to park. When the park's been paid for forever, and they charge you to get in.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, well, I'm going to cover it more on the nightly news tonight because it just shows the sickness. But again, no one even knows. We were just on the phone with the director, and they don't even know about it. We're like, really? People aren't going to like that? Read! It's public!
I got a contact number. Nobody would answer the phone. I called 3 times.
We just sent Dew down there. People are like, hey, Alex, why are you covering this when World War III is about to happen? It's a microcosm of the mental illness of these people. Thank you, Aaron Dykes.
Thanks, Alex.
Big nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. I'm going to be on there a lot more. Darren McBrain's got some big breaking news. Don't forget your purchase of books and videos at InfoWarsStore.com. Finances what we're doing. And finally, the book is now a film, Genetic Roulette, The Gamble of Our Lives, Jeffrey M. Smith with all the top scientists. Allergies, autism, infertility, birth defects, cancer. It's all GMO, folks. InfoWarsStore.com, just out today, discounted with free citizen rulebook. Modafinil, the incredible detoxing, just energizes me. We've got it discounted. Pure brown seaweed extract available at InfoWarsStore.com. And at InfoWarsHealth.com, the Pollen Burst Plus with Alex Jones on the cover. The amazing EFAs. We're now carrying Interfood. InfoWarsHealth.com, ladies and gentlemen, or drink fluoride.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.